From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump continued criticizing Attorney General Jeff Sessions while speaking at a news conference on Tuesday.
I want the Attorney General to be much tougher on the leaks from intelligence agencies, which are leaking like rarely have they ever leaked before at a very important level. These are intelligence agencies. We cannot have that happen. You know many of my views in addition to that, but I think that's one of the very important things that they have to get on with. I told you before, I'm very disappointed with the Attorney General, but we will see what happens.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's disagreements with Sessions ill-founded, self-centered, and wrong. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor met with lawmakers in the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday. The panel interviewed Kushner for roughly 3 hours as part of its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign. Republican Congressman Mike Conaway, who is leading the House Intelligence Committee investigation along with Democrat Adam Schiff, said Kushner was straightforward and forthcoming. Adam Schiff added,
he expressed and his counsel receptivity to coming back for further questions. But it was a very productive session.
Kushner had a similar interview with the staff on the Senate Intelligence Panel on Monday. Venezuela's intelligence agency has detained two more judges that the government-stacked Supreme Court had threatened with arrest after they were appointed by the opposition-controlled National Assembly. The magistrates are among 33 judges the National Assembly appointed on Friday to replace the current Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has been at the center of nearly 4 months of political unrest in Venezuela. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticized Israel for security measures at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, threatening attempts at reapproachment between the two countries. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
President Erdogan chose his weekly address to launch a strong attack on Israel for the introduction of security measures to access the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the third holiest site for Muslims.
İsrail'in meşruiyeti kendisinin, Filistin'in ve Filistinlilerin...
Erdogan said Israel's legitimacy makes sense to the extent it respects the rights of itself, Palestine and Palestinians. He said the restrictions on the mosque are not due to safety concerns and that Israel is trying to take the Al-Aqsa from Muslims. Israel has announced a reversal of its decision to install highly visible metal detectors. Erdogan's ruling AK party derives much of its support from religious voters, and the Turkish president has been trying to position himself as a leader in the wider Muslim world. Dorian Jones, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives approved new sanctions against Russia for its meddling in last year's election. California Republican Congressman Ed Roy said the bill gives the United States diplomatic leverage by targeting the things that matter to Russian President Vladimir Putin, and it was well past the time for a response.
Left unchecked, Russia is sure to continue its aggression.
A similar bill was passed in the Senate earlier this week. The U.S. Senate Tuesday approved a motion to open debate on a Republican initiative to overhaul the health care system put in place under former President Barack Obama, President Donald Trump in Ohio.
We're now one step closer to liberating our citizens from this Obamacare nightmare. And delivering great health care for the American people.
The motion passed in the Senate with a vote of 51-50, the tie-breaking vote cast by Vice President Mike Pence. Arizona Senator John McCain said the lack of a clear alternative has made the Affordable Care Act even more popular, but said more needed to be done to fix something that's flawed. Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Vatican official ever charged in the Catholic Church sex abuse crisis, made his first court appearance in Australia on Wednesday. Pell has maintained his innocence since he was charged last month with sexually abusing multiple people years ago. Pell did not say anything during his court appearance or as he left the court. His lawyer said Pell planned to plead not guilty at a future court date. The details of the allegations against the 76-year-old cardinal have yet to be released to the public. For more in-depth coverage to these stories and more updated throughout the day, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.